NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. An FDA panel is recommending Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 boosters be distributed. Reports say many committee members recommended the J&J vaccine be considered a two-dose inoculation after studies showed it was less effective compared to the other two. Fully vaccinated foreign travelers will be allowed into the U.S. starting in a few weeks. Michael Kastner reports.
The White House says that policy will begin November 8th. Assistant Press Secretary Kevin Munoz tweeted the rules cover international air travel in addition to travel by land. News comes after an announcement earlier this week that the U.S. would reopen its borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexicans. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that'll begin in November as well. I'm Michael Kastner.
Former President Bill Clinton will remain in a Southern California hospital for another night. That's the word from his spokesperson. Clinton's representative says he's staying at UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange County so he can continue to receive more IV antibiotics. His spokesperson says the 75-year-old is in good spirits. President Biden said we can build back better if millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share. He spoke today in Connecticut.
I'm a capitalist, but guess what? I'm also listed for 36 years as the poorest man in the Congress. But I make big money now. I'm a president. But all kidding aside, I don't think we should punish anybody, but just pay your fair share.
His signature $3.5 trillion legislation faces an uphill battle as progressive and moderate Democrats remain divided on the price tag. A new climate change model shows much of Southern California underwater a century from now. The nonprofit organization Climate Central created models of 50 cities around the world. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.